everyone, and welcome to the call today. This is Kurt Mortensen. Today is May 18th. This is the Persuasion, Negotiation, Influence, Marketing call. Every week we'll tackle a different tool of persuasion and influence and help you apply it and take your questions. It is being recorded, so that will help you out. Hope everyone's having a good week and they're persuading with great power and achieving their goals. I've been getting a lot of emails lately on marketing your business, getting more leads, getting more people. That's kind of the lifeblood of your business is the fish. We call it getting a lot of fish in your pool. The more fish in your pool, the more that are ready to do business with you. So I want to talk about what's called LTV. Write that down, LTV. Lifetime value of your customer. What are they worth over 20 years? Too many people market and they just try to get the sell once. They don't think about long term. And so I want to talk about your marketing funnel. Imagine a funnel, maybe that you have in the kitchen or out in the garage. We're going to turn it upside down. And, well, I guess it depends how you look at it. We're going to have the wide part on top. So we have a funnel, the wide part on top. And each customer we have is worth thousands of dollars. So our goal, of course, is lifetime customers. The wider the funnel at the top means the more customers that are coming into your world. And the longer they stay in the funnel, the more money you make. So at the very top, the wide part of the funnel, you're going to start with some of your free items, your free reports, then go to your least expensive items, all the way down to your most expensive items. I want to talk about how to think that through and how to do it. Too many people try to get a customer once, and they don't maintain that relationship. Because as you look at your business, you have to realize that your goal is to find and keep customers. My good friend Mark Victor Hansen said the sole purpose for your business is to find customers and keep them. And you have to realize as you look at marketing and persuasion and influence and sales in your business, the easiest sale you have is from a satisfied customer. Repeat that. The easiest sale or the easiest person to influence or the easiest person to get a credit card from is somebody that's satisfied, that likes you, that's done business with you before. That is 100 times easier than going finding a new person to sell them a product or a service. So your goal is to really know your audience. Do your research. Uh-oh, something's ringing. All right, we're back on. So do your research. Understand their demographics. Who are they? How old are they? Male, female, little, both, middle-aged, young, old? It could come down to politics, religion, depending on your product or service. What are their wants and their needs? How well do you know the person that needs your product or service? What are their capabilities? What are their challenges? What are their fears? What are their hopes? The more you know your customer, the more we can target your market, the more we can target your marketing, and the easier it is for you to influence them. If you're just shooting in the dark and just guessing and saying, well, everybody needs my product or service, and that's true, but you really have to hone in on that specific person, that 20% that's going to buy 80% of your product. So let's talk about this marketing funnel. So we have a funnel. And at the very top, the wide part of the funnel, we're going to do our marketing. So the more marketing we can do, the more people that come into our world. So we get more people into our world, and that could be a direct mail letter, a newsletter, an e-zine, SEO, search engine optimization, pay-per-click, a contest, a demonstration, a live event, a sample you give out, an article. You have to think what type of marketing works for your product or service. So you're doing all the different types of marketing. It's called a marketing mix to figure out how can you tap into that demographic. Then from there, you're going to give away something for free. Now, a lot of people cringe with this, but the way marketing's going, the way the internet's going, people don't want to do business with you a lot of times until they've heard you, they've read about you, They heard, listened to an audio. You gave them something for free. Now, some people say, well, no, we're not going to give away anything for free, but that's the new form of marketing. You have to prove your worth with something that's free. That's how you get these people in your funnel. You're doing your marketing. You're getting people in your world, and you're giving away something for free. Now, what could you give away for free? It could be a free report, a free audio that's either on a CD or an MP3 or a download on the internet. You can give away a free book, a free video, a free webinar, a free assessment, or they can take some type of a test, maybe a free introductory seminar. All these things can help you out. So remember, free is the new way to market. You have to prove your worth, especially on the internet. There are so many things people can get for free on the internet. The best way to prove your worth is to start giving it away. What can you give away that has value? And that goes into one of the laws of persuasion, which is the law of obligation. You have to realize that when you give away something, you give something away for free, people have a strong need to return the favor. It could be a gift, a favor, or even a compliment. Now, it doesn't guarantee they're going to buy from you or do business with you, but what it does is it puts you on top of the list. What it does is it lets you prove your worth, and they know more about you. Free is good. Not something that's in your garage that nobody wants, not a report that nobody cares about, but something that has value. This reciprocity or obligations embedded in every culture. We all sense that if somebody gives us something, we feel a need to return it. That's when you go buy a car and there's a standstill. They say, hey, I'm going to go get a soda. You mind if I get you a soda? They've given you a 50-cent soda and you have an urge to buy a $20,000 car. Sometimes it's not even equal. Every culture, go to deep, dark Africa, every culture has a reciprocity. But it's also a correlation between the relation. There's also a correlation between the giver and the recipient. Meaning, for some reason, if it's your own teenager, they don't realize how much you give them, and there's not a lot of reciprocity there. But we won't go into that. There are a lot of good examples here. So we have to look at the culture and the relationship. But let's talk about this. The disabled American veterans, they put the free stamps into their envelopes asking for donations. When they did not put the freebie, the gift in there, response rate was 18%. When they did put the freebie in there, success nearly doubled to 35%. Physicians that were asked to do a survey, they put a $20 bill in there, dramatically increased the response rates. A lot of people, for example, will get extra Christmas gifts just in case. In fact, a college professor got out the white pages and started addressing Christmas cards to people he didn't even know. And guess what he got in return? More Christmas cards from people he didn't know. And 20 years later, he's still getting Christmas cards from people that he's never met. There's a reciprocity factor there. In fact, I remember moving into a new neighborhood. My wife was handing out kind of gifts for the holidays. Could have been worth more than $5-$10. 10 minutes later, there's a knock on the doorbell. One of the neighbors, oh, sorry, I forgot to give this to you. It was about a $100 box of truffles. People hate that reciprocity. They love to give back. So we don't want to use this in a negative way, but would you give something away for free? It does put you on the top of the list. So we have the physician study, very important, the Christmas cards, and realize that this is not you. Manipulation. It needs to be perceived as an unselfish act, and it can't be perceived as a bribe. So you're giving away something for free that has value, that's not a bribe, that you're doing out of the goodness of your heart, and what it does is it puts you on the top of the list and lets you prove your worth. So that's the very top of your funnel. We have our marketing, we have our freebies, and then from there, and every business needs to follow this model, you can charge anywhere from $27 to $97 for a product. It could be a manual, an audio course, some type of interactive system. You could have a video series, a home study course. they're going down your funnel, and you can charge them, you know, up to $100. Now, the reason I say 27 and 97, I don't know how many of you know this, but the most persuasive number is 7. Odd numbers outpull even numbers, and now the number 7 is one of the most persuasive numbers that when things end in a 7. That's why a lot of times you'll see that in marketing. So when your customers are in your marketing funnel, and you've exceeded their expectations, and you've had constant relevant contact with them, maybe you're sending them a newsletter, more information, another freebie, a lot of businesses are built that way. So once they're happy with their $97 course, now there's you can go anywhere from $197 up to $2,000, or $1,997. With a home study course, there could be a seminar, maybe a three-day seminar, a consult, maybe you're offering some type of software, they're coming down your funnel. And once you have them there and what you've done is created a raving fan, now these long-term raving fans will spend anywhere from $2,000 to $10,000. Maybe you'll want to give them an advanced seminar, be part of your inner circle, coaching with you, one-on-one. That's where the real profit happens. You need to look at your funnel. Now, you could have different price points. You could have different products or service, but you need to think it through. The people coming through your system that you want to be your customers, what can you give them, number one, for free? How are you going to market to them? And what are your price points for your different products or service? Marketing is a function of influence. The more people you can get into your world, the more persuasive it becomes. And your goal is to warm them up. That's why newsletters are so important. When people come to your website, what do you have? 5-10 seconds? I always recommend offering a newsletter. Give them a free audio for subscribing to your newsletter. Because they're like, well, I'm not ready for this. But now, newsletter, they're getting a free audio. Remember, it's free. They're in your world. You're sending them a newsletter every week with great information, letting them know who you are. And eventually, they will purchase from you. It might be 6 months. It might be 3 months. It might be 1 week. It might be 1 year. You keep the list warm. And you can start building a list of people that have been interested or are interested. You start building that list to around 10,000 people, and that can easily be done. We're talking about billions of people around the world on the internet. Once you hit around 10,000 people, what you do know is that every month when you offer a product or a service, about 1% to 2% are going to buy. And you can do the math on that, depending on the price of the product and what you're selling and what you're doing. Now, you're not hitting them every week or every day with an offer, but every week you're getting them great information, proving your worth, and then from there, you can offer a product or service. But it's very important you learn how to manage those leads. There are great systems on the internet like ConstantContact.com, RelevantTools.com, AWeber.com that will manage your database for you. They keep up with all the spam laws. They know exactly what they need to be doing. But you manage your leads. Keep a database of all your leads. Back up your leads. This is going to be the gold mine of the future. The bigger your list, the more profitable it becomes. And when you maintain a good list, other people will contact you and say, hey, can I send a message to your list? And when they sell a product or service to your list, you're going to make 50% of that. So keep good notes on your database, who's bought, what they're doing, where they're at. Tracking and reporting is very, very important to understand your list. So any type of marketing that you're doing, keep track of them. Get them onto a newsletter. Stay in touch with them. Go, have them go down that funnel. The funnel is a very, very important part of marketing, which will get you into influence, will get you to sell more of your product or service. Whether you're doing real estate, you're keeping track of all the people who've been interested in homes. Whether you're doing network marketing, maybe they weren't interested this year, but they'll be interested next year. Whatever your product or service is, eventually they're interested. They came to your website, they asked for more information, and they might want it now, 2 weeks, 2 months, 2 years. You keep track of them, keeping them coming down your funnel. Get that right. Have them come down your funnel. Big aspect of success. The more leads you have, the more fish in your pool, means the more prospects you have and the more you'll be able to persuade. So what I'd like you to do and think about is to create your own marketing funnel. Think it through. What type of marketing are you going to do at the top? What are your price points? What are the things you're going to give away for free? What are your upsells? What products are you going to use? And let me point out on products. Anybody can create their own product. No matter what your business is, you can record your own audio on your home computer, edit yourself, add music. It's simple. And hand out a free audio to people. You could have a download MP3 audio on the internet. That creates value. It gives you credibility. And they're all aspects of really nurturing the people or prospects or clients in your funnel. Any questions on that?
No, but I know it works.
Oh, it absolutely works. The key here is if you can really take a look at your funnel, it'll explode every aspect of your business. It'll increase your profitability. You'll have more clients. You'll have more people to persuade. And it'll change every aspect. Again, not only your business, but, of course, your income. But most people don't sit down and really figure out what that looks like. I guess the two big factors here is, what is your marketing? Is it word of mouth? Is it a letter? Is it pay-per-click? Is it a free audio? And then, of course, what are you going to give away for free? And it works. You look at any successful person, any successful business, they have this funnel. Any questions about any of the stages of the funnel?
No.
Anybody stuck on what to give away for free? Well, let me brainstorm with you. We mentioned the audio. Very simple to do. You can record a video now. And don't get all stressed about it. You can upload a video to YouTube. Video or YouTube marketing is a powerful thing right now. That you find out what your future customers are searching. You record a video that's solving their problem. It drives them to your website. You get them into something for free. You have people into your world. People stress too much about websites and building them. It's actually quite easy. They have templates now. But YouTube, anybody can record a video. YouTube converts it. You post it, and it's marketing for you. YouTube is a great way to do that. If you have a digital product, you can use places like clickbank.com, which is an affiliate site, the people that will sell your product for you, another way to get leads. Pay-per-click's a powerful way. You can even use the other forms of advertising as far as around the town and bulletins and flyers, and doing PR and doing joint ventures with other people. It works. Because the biggest mistake I see so many entrepreneurs is they try it once, they talk to the person once, and then they never talk to them again because they weren't interested. Well, there's a couple factors there. You weren't persuasive enough. They persuaded you why they should keep their money versus you persuading them how you were going to give them a bigger return on investment on their money. But they could be available, ready to roll 3 months, 6 months, 9 months, 12 months down the road. And you ask them, well, can I at least put you on my newsletter list to keep you apprised? Do you mind if I call you in 6 months to see how you're doing? Do you mind if I send you a free report? Keep them in your list. Keep them in your world because they'll be available. It's amazing to me where people from 2 years ago that came to a seminar will call up or want to more order a product or do some other things from 2 years just because they've been receiving newsletters, they've been listening to a conference call or a webinar. You keep in contact with them. Eventually, you'll prove your worth, and they will come into your funnel. But think that through. Big one there is, what can you give away for free that has value? 10 mistakes people make when their home's going into foreclosure. Could it be this the two blunders of, or six keys to financial independence, or seven reasons you're going to die early. Depending on what your product or service, you could write a report. You can post an e-zine online. That's free to do. Internet's a powerful way for a lot of free marketing. That gets your name out there, it builds credibility, but it also the magic number. If we can build your list around 10,000. That seems a lot to a lot of people, but you know, a little bit here, a couple here, a couple there. You know, if you got a couple signups a day, 2, 3, 4 signups a day, it starts building in a couple of years, you can hit that. And they start referring their friends, and it really starts to grow exponentially. Does anybody have any questions on list management or how to do that? So you can go to constantcontact.com. They have a free 30-day Aweber, I think, .com has a free 30-day. What they do is they manage all your lists. You send out an email. They have templates. And I think it's even free until you start getting about 500 or 1,000 people. They start charging you a nominal fee. But if someone hits unsubscribe, they take care of all of that, and it's all automated. The future of business, of course, is on the Internet, and the future there is the newsletter. Because one of the most important things about a website is to capture their email address. They're there. They're looking for something. They were interested. So even if they don't contact you or purchase, at least you know who they are. They're on your newsletter. You can warm them up for the next couple months until they're ready to do business with you. Any questions about what we talked today or anything that you're running into?
No, I don't have any.
All right, just a reminder that the recording will be posted within 24 hours on whypersuasion.com. And if you have any questions, comments, concerns, or things you want to hear on the class, you can. There's a comment form there, too. Send it directly to me. But even though this might sound a little complicated to some of you, this is what you need to start thinking about for the long-term plan of your business. Big entrepreneurs, they're big challenges. They're just thinking about today or next week. This is long-term planning to really learn how to market, to influence, to get that pool of hungry fish to where after a while you're going to have 10,000 people that are in your world that are interested in what you do, and it goes a long way. So with that, everyone have a great week, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Kurt, for your time.
You bet. Good night, everyone.
Thank you. Good night.
You bet.